أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. You are welcome once again to another edition of our discussion on critical thinking. Yesterday, we tried to explain to ourselves the essence of critical thinking and also some of the qualities that makes you a critical thinker. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to discuss on how we are to think as a critical thinker. And before we talk of the steps to follow or the guide to thinking critically, we want to talk on the skills that you require to be a critical thinker. The skills you need to think critically. Now, whatever work you want to do, you need some tools. Without those tools, your work cannot be perfect, no matter how good you are in doing the work. So the tools of critical thinking are what I refer to as the skills of critical thinking. Inshallah, I'm going to discuss about five of them. The first one is observational skills. As a critical thinker, you must have a high sense of observation. Whatever is happening around you, you must be observative of what is happening. You must know what is happening around your environment. You must observe all things that are related to what you are about to think. Your ability to observe things around you gives you a high sense of becoming a very good critical thinker, because you understand better the subject of the idea you are about to think about. The second skill required by you as a critical thinker is analytical skills. Analytical skills involve using of logics, your logic and reasoning, to break down the idea into a simpler form. The idea is complex itself. You use the skills, analytical skills, to break it down into a simpler form. These analytical skills require you to use your logic and reasoning. So you start after observing the idea and you've identified what you want to evaluate. You use your analytical skills to break down the idea into smaller pieces so that you can take them and think about them in bit by bit, not in a whole. So that is what analytical skills helps you to do. Then the inferential skills. What do you need inferential skill for? Inferential skill is what will give you the sense of making conclusion after evaluating the idea. So without the inferential skill, even after evaluating the ideas you have, you cannot be able to draw a final conclusion. So to be able to draw a final conclusion to what you have observed and analyzed, you have to have an inferential skill. So this is what will give you the ability to draw a conclusion, to know the idea which you are going to work with. Now, the fourth one, is the communication skills. You must be able to communicate your inferences to people. You must have a skill of communicating the conclusion you have drawn about an idea to people. Also, communication skill is needed where you are trying to gather information about the idea you are to evaluate. You need communication skills for two things. One, when you are trying to gather idea or evaluate the idea you are about to think about. So you gather information about the idea. Some of this information can come through communication, that is through questions and answering, one-on-one discussion between you and other people. So communication skill is highly needed to gather information. And after you are done with the conclusion, after your inferential skills to draw a conclusion about the idea, you still need this communication skill to communicate your idea, your final conclusion to people. You must be able to defend the final idea by giving them the reasons why you feel and you think, the reason why you have authenticated your conclusion. So you must be able to communicate your final conclusion to people. That is very, very important. These communication skills come in two ways, either in the form of writing and speech, which is going to form the second and the third aspect of our class. So the last one is problem solving. You should have the ability to solve problems. These problem solving skills is like evaluating skills. After you observe your environment and you've gotten an idea to evaluate, you have analytical skills to break down the idea into simpler forms. Then you have to use your problem solving skills to be able to resolve the idea before drawing an inferential conclusion. So these are the skills that is required of you as a critical thinker: observational skills, analytical skills, inferential skills, communication skills, and problem solving skills. Now, after having these skills, how do you use them to solve a problem? And that's what will take us to the guide to think, how to think critically. A guide to thinking critically. And some say it's a step of thinking critically. So in thinking critically, the guide, I decided to divide it into two components. The first one is about skills that I just discussed above. So the observational skills, analytical skills, inferential skills, communicating skills, problem solving skills. This is the first component of how to think critically. The skills form your first component. The second component has to do with an intellectual commitment of using these skills to guide your behavior. Now, the first component of thinking critically is to have these skills. The second component is to have an intellectual commitment of using these skills to solving problems. So you must have these two components before you can be able to think critically. So what does it mean to having this set of skills? It does not mean that you should have mere set of skills. Mere having of these skills is not enough, but it involves a particular way you are going to use them. You have to be curious, and you have to use them continuously. So, and also, whatever results you get from your thinking, you must be able to use it. You believe in it, because it was gotten as a result of thinking. So you must be ready to accept your results after thinking critically. So the two components is set of information. So that is the set of skills that will help you to think critically. The second one is commitment of using these skills to guide your behavior or your evaluation. Now, what are the steps? I divide the steps of thinking critically into about 5 or 6. And I'm going to take them one by one. The first step is using of observational skills. Now, you use observational skills in the first step. How do you use it? You try to know your environment and identify the core problem of the environment. You need to know the exact problem you want to deal with, and this involves the use of your observational skills. That's why you need observational skills. If you do not understand the problem you are about to think about, or the problem you are about to find solution for, you will not be able to solve it. So the first thing is ignore the environment and identify which type of problem is coming. Or if you are trying to evaluate an idea, know the idea. The environment of the idea will not be who is the idea coming from. know that person, that will be the environment of the idea. And what are the things that makes this person, that influence the idea? You need to know environment. So all things that influence the problem, or all things that influence the idea, you must be able to know them. That is the first thing you need to know. Because if you do not understand every part of the problem, solving it becomes difficult. You must be able to understand all parts of the problem, and that's all the things that influence your problem. For example, the problem which the Ghanaians face in school, or people trying to stop us from doing Wazifa, you know that this is a problem. So okay, before you can be able to solve this problem, you must know the things that influence this problem. And you think you know them, you know the problem is they try to stop people from doing Wazifa. Now the second thing is, what are these things that influence this problem? So if you don't know these things, you cannot be able to solve the problem. The second thing, one of that's part of knowing your environment, is when you are looking at the problem, you do not dwell on the big picture of the problem, but what you try to understand the smaller part of the problem before moving to the bigger ones. A problem is always a big one or small one, but don't look at the problem in a whole. You don't look at the problem in a whole, but what? You look at it after breaking them down into smaller parts, and this is why your analytical skills come in. Use analytical skills to break down the problem into smaller parts, and then from such parts, you will not be able to solve them. For example, the issue of our Wazifa that people are trying to stop. You know the problem, the big problem is what? Stopping Wazifa. Now, you have to break that down into smaller pieces. What are the smaller pieces? You should know what the influencers of that problem, the things that are trying to stop Wazifa, that are fueling it, and you should know the things that are trying to protect Wazifa from being disbanded from the school. So you must think in these two lines. So you now break them down into smaller pieces, then you try to take each one. What are the influencers? The ones that are positive influencers, you deal with them. The negative influencers, you deal with them, bit by bit. And other side things that influence the environment, people that are neutral, you also deal with them separately. So in this way, you can be able to tackle the problem very well. But if you decide to just take the problem as a whole, you will not be able to solve it because it becomes more difficult for you to solve it. The second step is for you to do research. Do research. You ask questions. This is where your communication skills come in, and your problem-solving ability. You do your own research and ask questions. You don't dwell on what people tell you, but you go for your own research. What is this problem all about? That is the first question you should ask. What is the problem, and why is the problem coming? So you do your research, try to know what is the history of Wazifa in ABU. What are people trying to solve it, stop it now? Has there been anything in the past trying to stop Wazifa? Or such of those questions, you need to know all these things. So these are the things you should do research on these things before you try to enter into it. So you critically think about all these things, and you must be curious on finding the truth, the actual truth. So the question you should ask is what and why? What is Wazifa? And why are they trying to stop it? These are the things you need to know to solve the problem. What is Wazifa? This one will give you your facts and the existing thoughts about the situation. If give you facts about what is the existing, you need to know how to think, because you already know. If you are told what Wazifa is, then you should know, okay, then why are they trying to stop it? That's the second question. So you say, what gives you the facts? And then why will now question your assumption and existing thoughts? What is Wazifa? Okay, what are they trying to do? They are trying to stop Wazifa. You know that is your problem. Then the second is, why are they trying to solve the problem? This one will now give you the assumptions and existing thoughts in that area you are searching. So you this why will now reveal the negative and the positive side of why they are trying to stop Wazifa before you now use what? Your influential skills to judge. Now, the third one, now the third step is what? identify the biases, the biasness in the issue. Identify it. You figure out what are the beliefs. What do people think? People that are trying to stop it, what are they thinking? People that are supporting, what are they thinking? And then you check what are the biases in the fact. Those that want to stop it, what are the biased information they are following? Those that are believe in it, what are their biased information? So you ask yourself, why do people believe in what they believe? That's when you, before you use that as a suspensory judgment. Why do people believe in doing Wazifa? And why do some set of people believe in stopping Wazifa? I'm using Wazifa now in ABU as a case study. Why do people believe those that are doing Wazifa, why do they believe to do Wazifa? Those that want to stop it, why do they want to stop it? So this is what you are doing, suspensory judgment. So you are trying to know why people do, why they believe in it and why they want to stop it. You try to know so that you will not go, make your judgment should not be one-sided, but should be both-sided. When you are trying to make final a decision, you must do it from both parties. So the more you question your brain objectively, the more you can approach to solving the problems. Not only consider the biases of people that are against Wazifa, also consider the biases of people that are in support of Wazifa, so that your judgment cannot be one-sided. Now, after you've considered these things, the next thing you are going to do, that is the fourth one, is you brainstorm. You brainstorm on this biasness, these informations you have gathered from the questions you asked, the research you did, and from trying to group the answers you got into the ones that are biased, the ones that are not biased, the ones that are people's belief, and the ones that are sponsored by emotion. You have already grouped them into beliefs, emotion, biasness, or common sense, because these are, since these are what people normally use. So you have grouped your research, from the questions you asked, from the research you conducted, the information you got, you've already grouped them into common sense, faith, belief, emotions. So now you now use your brain and logic to brainstorm on these things. After brainstorming on them, then you try to come up with a better idea that will serve as a solution to the problem. After you have done all these things, the fifth one is, in brainstorming, you don't come up with one solution. You try to draft as many solutions as possible. That is in the brainstorming area. You draft as many solutions as possible. After drafting the solutions, then 1, 2, it can be 2, 3, 4, 5, but most advisably it should not be more than 3. Then the fifth one is, decide which among these solutions is most suitable, that will suit the situation best. The solution that might be suitable for people in ABU might not be the same solution that will be suitable for people in UDUS. The solution suitable for people in UDUS might not be the same solution that will be suitable for people in BUK. Because of what? Environmental differences. Not only environmental differences, the influencers of the problem might also be different. So you choose the one that best suits your situation. Don't copy solution from people. Always look at your environment and the one that suits you best. Now the last one is, you consider the implications of the solution you have chosen. Consider the implication of the solution you have chosen. And after you consider the implication, if it is not too, let me say, cost effective, it is not too, has so much negative impact, you pick it. But if it has so much negative impact, it means you have not done something well. You go back and start all over again. So this is the last part of consider the implications. And after you consider the implication, then you have to work with the final decision as a critical thinker. That these are the things you need to do to think critically. So basically, to recall what we have done today, we take skills of thinking critically, which are the tools that you need to think critically. We say we have observational skills. This helps you to observe the environment and find out the problem, the core problem in the environment. You use analytical skills to break down the problem into smaller parts so that you can take them bit by bit. Use your inferential skill to draw conclusion. And then use your communication skills to either ask questions to get information or to communicate your idea to people. And then you must be able to have a problem solving skills, because this is what will make you to brainstorm of the idea and bring out a suitable solution for yourself and the environment. Now, I said a guide to critical thinking is critical thinking, as I said, has divided into two things. The first one is having a set of tools. And I said these tools are the observational skills, the analytical skills, the inferential skills, communication skills, and so on. Then the second component is what? After having these skills, you must also have the habit, the commitment, intellectual commitment of using the skills. You have the skills and you don't use it, it's useless. But when you have the skills and you are committed to using them, that's then you can become a critical thinker. And let's say the steps now, I say I divide it into six. The first one is you know the environment to identify the core problem. The second, after knowing the problem, and you have you separate the problem into smaller bits, then you do your research bit by bit on each bit. For example, the way I give the example of the engineers, you look at the environment of ABU, for example. You look at the people that are in support of it, the things that influence people trying to stop was it and so on. So you break them down bit by bit. Then the second one is you do research and ask people questions. Be curious about asking questions. Questions mostly should be what and why. Because what will give you facts about what is already existing in the place, and why we give you an insight of looking at the flaws, the negative things that people have done as regards to their facts. So I say after that, then you use suspensory judgment, meaning you have to look at into your belief, people's belief. And all what you have gathered, you group them into what? This normal way people think, that's emotions, faith, intuition, common sense. You should be able to know the ones the information is got, you should be able to know the one that is guided by emotion, the one that is guided by their faith, the one that is guided by their common sense. So you should be able to group them. And also finally, the fourth one is you brainstorm on these things you have gathered. And from brainstorming, you come up with several solutions, several possible solutions. It can be 1, 2, 3, or 5, even more. But the best one shouldn't have more than 3. And out of this, then you decide to choose the one that suits your environment best. Don't copy solution from people. Choose your own. Then after choosing your solution, the second to the last is consider the implication of the solution on the environment you are living, on yourself, the people, and the environment. Then the last one is you should have the ability of using the final idea you come with. Inshallah, this is a little we have for you today. We pray it will be beneficial. And with this, I hope we can be able to think critically next time. And also, we pray by tomorrow, if Allah spares our life, we are going to be talking on how thinking critically during dialogue, as requested by one of our brother. We are going to discuss thinking critically during dialogue. And if time permits, or for another time, we will now take life problems and try to think about how we are going to find solutions to them. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.